Are the Chiefs on the way to a three-peat? Is this their world and we're just living in it? Well, let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline now, where our friend Michael DeVito, former Chiefs player, is now the director of player development for Maine, the Black Bears, at Pat Ricard.
Yes, sir.
And Michael joins us now. And Mike, thanks as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. This incarnation of the Chiefs, it hasn't been pretty, but all they do is figure out ways to win, which seemingly is what's the opposite of what the Ravens do in the postseason.
No, that's funny. No, it's, you know, and before we even get into that, I do want to say, guys, I was really pulling for the Ravens. And you mentioned my buddy Pat Ricard, man. I'm sure you guys have done an autopsy already, but man, I wanted them to win so bad. This team, it's incredible, because I know, even for very, very good teams, I know how hard it is to win some of those sloppy games. And yet they just, it's like magic with this team. They just continue to figure out a way to get things done. And you're right, to say it hasn't been pretty at times is an understatement. I mean, sometimes you wonder if this is the same Jets team. Yeah, shows where my head's at. The same Chiefs team. And yet they get it done week in and week out. And it just goes, you know, you talk about Pat Mahomes and Kelce and all those guys, but I think one thing that sometimes goes under the radar is Andy Reid's approach and his consistency with how he does things. And whether that be, you know, what time you show up to the hotel, what time we have meals, what time we lift, I could still tell you because it was the same when I was there. And that consistency, it really does have an effect mentally, not just in everything else, but in the games. And I think that's been a big part of it. The guys just don't flinch. They're used to every situation. They've practiced everything. They've gone through it, and they're able to pull it out when a lot of teams aren't.
Well, you obviously have a unique perspective on this. You saw this thing sort of coagulating. Easy for me to say. I still didn't say it right. You saw this coming together.
Yes. Is that coagulating?
Coagulating. You were a part of that. But to now look back on it and say 7 straight championship games, and Mahomes is 16-3 in the playoffs, and those 19 games, his first 19 playoff games is a better 19-game stretch than any quarterback in NFL history has had in the regular season when you look at rushing yards, passing yards, touchdowns, and interceptions. Like, does it blow your mind, even with your perspective, that like they're out-patrioting the Patriots?
Well, and that's the example, right? So when Brady left New England, and I know this firsthand, right? Growing up a Jets fan, families from New York, playing for the Jets, I've dealt with the Patriots dynasty for 2 decades, right? They've been just killing them. But the one thing you always had to say is, like, this is incredible. This will, until now, I guess.
No one could do this.
Yeah, no one can do this, right? Exactly. This cannot be repeated. And yet, here we are. You're like, we're on the brink of, I mean, I don't know. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts, but I think if they win the Super Bowl, I don't know. Does that put them ahead of the Patriots?
Yes.
As far as like, I think so. I know. I think so. I didn't want to say it, but I think so. I think you're right.
This would be 6 Super Bowls in 7 years, I think.
That's insane. Insane. The league is designed, like, you guys know, the league's designed for that not to happen. So it is amazing. It's amazing. And the fact that it came on the heels of the Patriots dynasty, where you thought, we'll never see that again. It's mind-boggling. It really is.
Mike, I know you play D-line, but I wanted to get your thoughts on the Chiefs' offensive line, and in particular, Joe Tooney. Kicking out to left tackle from a guard mid-season, how difficult is that?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think of everybody on the Chiefs team this year, you have to put Joe towards the top as far as MVP, mm-hmm. because... And I didn't realize this till later in my career talking to the offensive line, but I assumed, you know, maybe there'd be some difficulty moving from left side to right side, but it's basically the same thing. And they're like, no, DeVito, you moving out 1 foot from guard to tackle, that's a whole nother world. The game plays entirely different, and it's incredibly difficult. And I've seen it time and time again. You'll have a great player who will, at one position, who will have to fill in somewhere else, and he just can't get it done, because it's just so different. And again, that's weird. You would think that it wouldn't be that wouldn't be the case, but it really is. And so what Joe has done, moving out to left tackle, which I would argue outside of quarterback is the hardest and most important position on the field, and he's playing at an all-pro level at left tackle, And you make a great point. At the, in the middle of the season, that's incredible. And so, yeah, I mean, he's got to be top of the list for MVP this year on that team. And shout out to Andy Heck, too, the offensive line coach, who does a heck of a job getting those guys ready. That is very, very difficult. And he's done it seamlessly. It's like you look at him and you're like, oh, yeah, he plays left tackle. And I can't remember a time that he's ever been out there until this year.
We're talking to Mike DeVito. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Okay, Mike, the Bills, do they go in there and slay the dragon? They've had their problems with the Chiefs in the playoffs. Or are we looking at the Chiefs going to another Super Bowl?
I really, you know, at this time, this really is a heavyweight fight. I know some commentators are comparing to that with Allen and Mahomes. I mean, this is really the top two guys. We talked about at the beginning, just the Chiefs at times can make me a little nervous. You know, they keep pulling it out, but sometimes you're just like, man, what, you know, this doesn't look like Chiefs football, at least on offense. On defense, I think they've kind of consistently stellar. So all of that being said, when you get to this point in the year, because, you know, having the misfortune of playing in two of these games and losing, experience goes a long way, because these are really big games. The tension, the anxiety, you're one game away from the Super Bowl. You've been playing for however many weeks now. The mental aspect of this going into this AFC Championship game, that's a huge factor. And also making sure your body's right. It's hard to get your body back and ready to go for another game. And so that's where experience plays a huge role. And for the Chiefs, this is status quo. You know, we could schedule this phone call for next year.
Yes, we could
talk about the Chiefs. You know, so I'm going with the Chiefs. Not so much because I say, okay, talent wise, I just think they're over the top to Buffalo. I think Buffalo is really good. I think it's going to come down to experience. I think the Chiefs just have been here so many times that this is nothing new, and I think that's the deciding factor.
Mike DeVito, always great, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for your
buddy.
Time. We appreciate it. Enjoy the football.
Appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
Take care.
Go Bears.
Yeah. Let's get Pat Ricard signed. I don't think that's going to be tough. But coming up next, left tackle. Interesting comments from Eric DeCosta earlier today about Roger Rosengarten. And with that, is he the left tackle? Is Ronnie Stanley back? Is it someone else? What is left tackle going to look like next year? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.